Bam, we're live.
And a happy new year.
At least I hope we're alive.
Merry New Year.
It is
2020.
No longer 2020.
Is gone. Fuck 2020. I gave y'all a fuck 2020 ornament, right?
I don't need a fuck 2020. I've lived it.
Well, it's for your tree.
Yeah.
I live in an apartment. You think I'm doing a tree?
Okay, well,
my nephew even did a tree. What the hell are you doing?
I do a Norfolk pine.
Oh, what?
A pine tree?
So y'all do a tree?
Well, it's a Norfolk pine. It's a plant. It's a living plant.
You still have it, right?
Of course.
Do you decorate it?
Every year?
Normally, yes. This year, we did not.
Yeah, because fuck 2020.
We have before on the old one. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well.
Taller than Carrie.
The old one was getting close to being that tall.
Isn't it like a legit pine tree? Will it grow to a normal pine tree height?
Yeah. If
it just takes a while.
Depending on the pot size. Right?
Okay. So if you keep it in a smaller pot.
In a pot where it's not going to go extreme.
That's cool.
I had a friend's dad that kept a lemon tree in a wheelbarrow.
I'm okay with it.
It's a pretty big lemon tree, too. Yeah. I mean, of course, it's at that point, it is putting off lemons, but moved it around in a freaking wheelbarrow.
Have y'all ever thought about planting fruit trees?
Oh, she gets mad at me every time I bring it up.
It's on Jeremy's mind all the time.
Oh, we should definitely be planting fruit trees.
Yeah. I want limes and, like, peaches.
A fresh peach off a tree?
Yeah, when was the last time you had one of those?
Never.
A well-taken care of tree.
Man. We used to, when I was stationed in Florida, you know, go right down the road. Fresh oranges, just, fresh peaches all day long.
They're right there. Walk down the sidewalk and you're just picking stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Well, you're super close to Georgia.
Well, I also had a good friend of mine who, you know, grew up in the area. And so we used to go down to the orange orchards. And that was just back when you could trap boar and you would trap them. And then you could actually take them to the sale barn and sell them. You can't do that anymore, but used to, you could. Now the FDA's put a kibosh on that. They're like,
really?
I'll be damned if you're going to be able to go out there and get something for nothing and sell it. And that's the government's niche.
Don't we have a wild pig problem in Texas?
We got a wild pig problem in the United States.
Yeah.
It's mainly in the South, but I mean, it's...
like South Texas, man. It's like rampant.
Well, it's just all over Texas. Louisiana, so it all started in Florida, Georgia area. So, I mean, they got it real bad for the longest time. And then got over to, you know, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, now bad. They're all bad.
You remember Loveline, Florida or Georgia?
Yeah. Yeah.
Germany.
Oh, it's Florida or Germany. That's right. I'm sorry. Florida, Germany. That was great. So, I have ideas on this. I have downloaded a free app called Audacity.
Yeah, I have Audacity.
Yeah, so, but I'm with you. I'd rather just avoid all editing.
Yeah, so for the listeners out there, DJ Jacques Cousteau is taking a small hiatus from the podcast.
It happens.
And he was our editor-in-chief. He edited everything. I uploaded it. And he is no longer going to be on the show for a little while. I'm sure he'll be back, but
he'll be
now.
Back at some point.
Yeah.
Instead, we now have Amberlicious.
What up?
Who can't figure out how to set up her mic.
Well, you know.
What? Is it functioning? It looks like it's functioning to me. Can you hear me okay? Do I have it plugged in okay? Is it?
I mean, if you talk to the right side of the mic, you get a lot louder and it's a lot better to hear you.
You know, I'm learning my way around things.
as she weaves her head around the mic. Yep, she's learning her way around. All right.
You're just fine. Quit fucking with shit. No. You are just fine.
It's too late now.
Except I don't know. All you got to do is turn it upright and then talk to the side that has the emblem on it.
So what's funny is what we were talking about outside was the Denver Broncos...
finally did something worth the shit.
They're John Elway is no more the GM.
So we may end up with a decent quarterback in the next 3 years.
Maybe.
Maybe. I doubt it because, I mean, we still have Nick Fangio, who's a defensive quarterback or a defensive coordinator by trade.
As your head coach. Yeah.
As our head coach and can't figure out how to not call timeouts and give the Raiders every single chance under the sun to score.
That was just retarded.
Yeah, he should have been.
What I didn't realize.
Fired for that. But
is that the Rams beat the Cardinals.
Yes.
Yeah, we needed the Cardinals to lose, didn't we?
Turns out.
But we needed to also win.
Because the Cardinals lost, now the Bears are in the wild card.
We're a wild card. Sweet. Yep. Okay.
So that's what I was trying to tell y'all during the game yesterday.
So who do we play next?
It's a must win for y'all unless Arizona loses, which Arizona was losing at the time and badly. I was like, y'all are probably fine.
Now we have to go to New Orleans and face New Orleans Saints.
Oh, I mean, you're going to lose.
In New Orleans.
You're going to lose that game.
Oh, for sure.
You're
going to
lose.
Isn't that even going to be close?
I mean, right now, I mean.
Find me a spread on that.
I've already said I can get you the spread, but.
I'm like, fuck, dude. I would bet hard on New Orleans.
That's like I told you, man. I was like, I got the Saints this year. I want to see the Saints win it all.
I mean, don't disagree. I'm fine.
I don't see anybody over there that's going to be able to just, you know, stomp a hole in them. I mean, all those games are going to be good. Saints are picked by 10.
10 points?
Yeah.
I'd bet the over on that. I'd go at least 14.
Probably.
At least 14. I mean, Jesus, they were five. The Packers were 5-point favorites going into this week. And they got smoked by 25.
I mean, they got the Steelers giving up 4 to the Browns. I'm not even sure how accurate that is.
We were like half a yard between scoring again at the very end. I think Nina was like, does it really matter? And I'm like, well, yeah.
Kind of does. That
would have been at least 6 points further up. Wouldn't have been so bad.
Still wouldn't have mattered.
I mean, no, but yes, a little.
No, not when you need the W.
Yeah, not when you need a W.
Yeah.
Nope.
Las Vegas, they care about when they're going to pay out money. If you want to get to the playoffs, you need a W. You can screw the freaking spread.
That shit is insane how good Vegas is with the spread and how hard it is to beat the spread.
Well, that's why they have an injury report.
Ah, dude, I'm telling you, it's insane.
That's the only reason.
They're so good about picking that spread. It's insane. I don't understand how these people. I don't even know how their brain works.
Oh, there's statisticians that are over there and they're figuring it out. But you're also looking at the injury report. You're constantly going over all these different things. With this player is out. This player is hurt. This guy's over here. He's probably going to be playing, but he's listed as questionable, and he's going to be a game time decision. I mean, honestly, that's probably why most people hate Bill Belichick so much for the longest time.
20 years.
I mean, he would list half his fucking roster as questionable. They're game time decisions.
It's the first time in 20 years that Bill Belichick did not have a 500 record.
Yeah.
Straight up. It's been 20 years.
And he'll have him a quarterback next year, and he'll be right back in it. But that's the other thing, too, though. You see old Brady and Gronk and freaking Antonio Brown.
Oh, they're in the playoffs, bro.
And him and Antonio are starting to jive.
Well, they did in the first time when he was with New England.
Yeah. You know, but you know, that was before he had the big toe problem and lost half of his brain. And I'm not bullshit, dude. I really think Antonio Brown needs to go see a psychiatrist.
There's no question.
I think he's got what's the concussion stuff.
CTE.
Yeah, I think he's got some CTE, and I think he's on the early onsets of it.
Brain damage.
I mean, you don't take an athlete of that caliber, and all of a sudden, out of freaking nowhere, he's dyeing his hair blue, or his mustache blue, and his hair yellow, and you know, just went off the deep end. I mean, he started having problems at home, problems on the field. It was just everywhere. And
he's been like that from the beginning, though.
You say that, but for the longest time,
ask Pittsburgh what they thought of it.
When he was with the Steelers, you never heard about any of that shit.
Was Rodman normal the entire time?
Rodman was always jacked off, that dude.
Rodman's always jacked up.
Yeah, Rodman's been, he's been wonky since he was a child.
Since a child, for sure.
But he was also raised kind of.
Oh, he was homeless at 18.
Yeah, but I don't want to say he was raised weird, but At the time, it was not a good upbringing. I want to say it was his mom was a lesbian. It was a lesbian relationship at some point, and then he somehow ended up homeless. And
he was definitely homeless at like 18.
He was taught that cross dressing was okay. I was like, there's a bunch of weird shit that went on with all that. Like, he didn't go to the Bulls and then just all of a sudden get weird. But he was also part of the freaking, what was that, the Pistons that freaking wanted to just fight everybody?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that was where...
That's where it got weird, where Chicago took him from the hated, it's the fucking Pistons, dude.
Yeah, they all hated the Pistons. Ugh. That was a rival game that happened
to
every
this
year.
Day, I hate Bill Laimbeer. I'm not going to lie.
Huh?
Jesus. That dude.
What do you think about Isaiah?
Fuck Isaiah.
I was really surprised to see Isaiah was in that Last Dance.
I know.
I was so surprised to see him in that documentary. I mean, I know he played football in that era. Or I'm sorry, basketball in that era. And him and Jordan had some games together that were, you know, really good games.
Epic.
You know, but still for that kind of blood to be there between those two teams, it's kind of odd. I mean, it was kind of like Romanowski when he went to the Raiders. It's like, that's just weird.
Yep. The rules were different, though, back then, too, right?
Well, yeah.
So
that was back when they would actually fight and get it on.
Jordan rules, dude.
Yeah.
Get an elbow on his ass.
Yeah, but you could only get a couple
yep.
before somebody started getting technicals and shit like that. You couldn't just go out there and get it in. But, I mean, you know, you'd see Grandma and Ma shove motherfuckers into the third row.
Oh, fuck yeah, bro.
You know, Mr. Robinson doing the same shit. But that was also back when he had cool-ass nicknames. You ain't got that shit no more. You ain't got no mailman coming out. Oh, Carl Malone. Oh, man.
Love the mailman.
Oh, yeah. That was back... It's a different era.
Oh, come on. The rules are totally different.
I won't even watch basketball now.
I won't either. I'm right there with you.
I don't even turn it on. I don't care.
I won't either. Not college or not pro. College, I'll watch.
Hey, speaking of college, now Arkansas is trying to get back in the mix.
Quit talking, my University of Illinois Illini or the Fighting Illini are. Woo! Fighting Illini right in the mix.
Yeah, I was really impressed to see
I think
that
they're top 10.
What was really crazy though? I want to say the game was what, Saturday, the Arkansas game. It was. I was watching it. It was on at the bar, and you remember Richardson, the coach from the mid 90s for University of Arkansas.
Blanking on me now.
He was a. He was one of our winningest, if not the winningest, college coach in for Arkansas in history. But he got fired for, what was it? I would have to Google it. But the University of Arkansas fired him, and basically our basketball program.
Yep.
And it ain't never rebounded. They threw that ball off the cliff. They took that bitch to the freaking train station. It ain't never came back. But they actually had the poster of him in the seats. So where they're putting all the posters.
Shit.
Yeah, I was like, you fired him, but you're going to give him a poster in the seats? That's awesome-ish. I want to know who paid for that, because I doubt the university put that shit up there.
That's interesting, because the
university. You don't think maybe he did?
No. Oh, no, I don't think
call.
He did. I'm not 100% certain if he's even still around, but if whoever did it, hats off. Because, I mean, ever since they got rid of that guy, and he had some players for him, dude. We had the one that always stands out in my head was Dillard. This kid was a 3-point shooter. He was probably 5'6", 5'8". I might be off on that as well. He was just a shorter guy. But that dude, he was a little black guy. If he was in the fucking stadium, he was in range.
Right.
That dude would shoot from the half court line and be like draining shit. Like, Jesus, this little kid is freaking phenomenal.
Speaking of Arkansas,
never did anything in
the
pros.
University of Illinois just hired Brett Bielema as their new head coach. That's what I said.
Who did that?
That University of Illinois.
They hired Bielema as their head coach?
Bielema as their head coach.
Why did we gag?
Is that like a head soccer coach, right? Not that football?
Football.
The football?
I was so disgusted. You fire Lovie Smith and you bring in Brett Bielema. You got to be kidding me. What the fuck? What are we doing?
Didn't Illinois actually play pretty well this year?
Last year they played pretty well. They beat teams they shouldn't have beat.
Gotcha. Well, this year you had the COVID-19.
Right.
Locking down everybody. But, hey, Ohio State, for all you fans out there that listen to us, I got to give you validation. You did beat Clemson. I still don't think you should be in the top four.
I agree. I think Alabama's going to whip your ass.
Wax the fucking floor with them.
Yep. And I hate to say that.
Speaking of Alabama, did you hear about that fucking stupid shit?
No.
Sarkisian?
UT.
Going to UT.
Yeah, head coach. Sarkisian.
Yeah. So, Sarky. But here's the thing.
It's a good place to go when you're an alcoholic.
Yeah, you go hang around with freaking...
6th Street.
I don't know if that's a place you want to go. You might want to go find out where Matthew McConaughey's kicking it and go kick it with him.
Perfect marriage. I'm sorry. Dude, no, you couldn't have possibly fucked that up harder.
I hate UT. I don't fucking care about them whatsoever. Okay, but here's the thing. Hold on, though.
I don't hate UT. I hate UT fans.
I don't know
where Daryl K. Royal Stadium is. They couldn't find that stadium to save their goddamn life. UT's fine. I don't give a shit either way.
I don't like the school. I don't like its personnel. I don't like the people who go there. I don't like anything about it.
The fans of UT.
The only person that has ever gone to UT that I give two shits about and probably would spend enough time of my life shaking their hand and asking them how they were would be Matthew McConaughey.
Did he go to UT?
I don't think he is a UT grad and alumni.
Are you sure about that?
Yes. Very much so. To the point where he goes to their practices. When I need him. He goes to their practices in the preseason, pregame. He's always there.
He's like a part of their basketball. He's like an honorary
coach. He's all over their shit. He graduated from UT.
He's got the burnt orange suit, for fuck's sake.
Speaking of McConaughey. Mr. Matthew, we're drinking some of your whiskey tonight.
We are.
Well, actually, not bad. Your bourbon for the snobs out there.
It's got some spice to it, bro.
Smooth, though. It doesn't have a harsh bite on it. I was expecting more, you know, considering he teamed up with
Wild Turkey.
Yeah. Wild Turkey's kind of known for punching the back of the throat.
That's what she said.
Pretty fucking smooth.
Yeah,
I'm not lying. I'm not hating on you, bro.
But so UT, it wasn't even last year, year before last, something like that. They were already furloughed 300 employees. They took a lot of their lower level employees and asked them to take temporary pay cuts, and freaking try and laid off a bunch of other people so they could try and recoup enough money to pay Herm.
Yep.
And I'm sitting here going, you're doing all of this.
15 mil you had to pay her.
And you're still on the hook for that shit.
Yeah.
And for the listeners who don't understand how coaching contracts work, when you get fired, you still get paid.
15 mil. That's just Tom Herman. How about his assistants?
His assistants are estimated at around another 3 to 4 mil.
Oh, I think that's low for UT.
I think it's low too, but that's low. But either way, regardless,
you think
you're still on the hook to pay this guy?
Dude, I'll bet you right now, Steve Sarkisian was making at least $2.5 million at Alabama as
he was 2.5 for three.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Amber?
So Matthew McConaughey graduated UT in '93 with a film degree. He is currently a professor.
He was a professor.
Moody College. What's the name of the whiskey that y'all are drinking?
Bourbon? Long Batch. Long Branch. Long Branch.
And his high school was Longview.
Yeah, he went to high school in Longview.
I'm wondering if it's maybe a play, if maybe it's a play on Longview.
Longview's only right around the corner from my house. There ain't a whole lot in Longview.
Why is that funny, Corey?
He's a professor.
Yeah.
Professor. He's got a film degree.
Mm.
He's an Academy Award winner.
I'm pretty sure he has.
Was that Dallas Buyers Club?
I'm pretty sure he got the Oscar.
Was it the Academy?
I think he got the Oscar for the Dallas Buyers Club.
That'd be the only thing he could even be considered for sure.
I'm pretty sure he got an Oscar for that.
Did you see that?
He should have got an Oscar for.
He damn sure had an Oscar for fucking Dallas Buyers Club. Jesus.
He should have got a fucking Oscar for Dazed and Confused. That was the greatest movie in history. There's only one movie better than Dazed and Confused.
Dude, Where's My Car?
No, that's horrible. Don't ever, no.
Friday?
No. Friday's good, though. That's a top 10.
Come on, that's fantastic.
That's a top 10. That is a top 10. But no, Tombstone. It's Tombstone, Dazed and Confused, Iron Eagle, or Top Gun. Those are interchangeable.
His biggest is the Academy Award for Best Actor in a Leading Role in Dallas Buyers Club.
How did you not get the Oscar for that?
He got a Golden Globe for Dallas, too.
Nah, nobody cares about globes. You got to get the short little statue, man.
He got the Oscar, though, for Dallas Buyers Club, right?
It's not giving me anything about Oscars right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dude.
And see, that's how you know. That's how you know.
He has an Academy Award, a Critics' Choice, Golden Globe, MTV Movie Award.
Put that one at the top of the list right there.
That was 97, guys.
That's that top mantle. That's right next to a bottle of his bourbon. Like, that's my highest achievement.
Okay, wait. Okay.
I'm sure fucking...
97. Let's see. Independent Spirit, Screen Actors Guild, National Society of Film Critics, Independent Spirit Award for Best Supporting Male. So same, but different. TCA, New York Film Critics, Critics' Choice, People's Choice, Satellite Award, and Gotham. So 2006 was People's Choice, which is basically like kids.
Well, kind of. But that's the other thing, though. DiCaprio. I think he's really what brought the fucking Oscars to light, because the Oscars are awarded to you by your fellow actors. If they fucking like you, you get Oscars. If they don't like you, you don't get Oscars. Leonardo DiCaprio is not apparently a very well-liked person in Hollywood.
What was his Oscar?
He's only gotten one.
Yeah. What was it for?
Revenant. The Revenant? And
says three lines in the entire movie.
That wasn't even a good one.
So what that is...
The Great Gatsby was a great one.
That's a backup. So what they did was they fucked up and they didn't give him the Oscar for The Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, no, no. I was thinking...
Wolf of Wall Street was fantastic.
It wasn't Inception. What was the other one? Departed?
Oh, Departed. Well, yeah.
Departed, I think he probably deserved an Oscar for that one.
I agree.
I mean, that was a great movie.
Did you watch The Wolf of Wall Street?
No.
That's based on a true story.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I mean, it's the concept and the story that it's based on is awesome. And the fact that that guy that the movie was based on, just him telling stories of the shit that he did.
Yep.
I will go to prison for 5 years. You go on ahead and let me live the life that fucker was living.
Let me go ahead and write this book right away.
Because guess what? Now he's printing money again.
Damn right.
He ain't got to worry about going back to jail. He got enough money to buy his way out of jail, like, you know, most people in Hollywood.
DiCaprio's not pulling up an Oscar either, though.
Bullshit. He got the Oscar for a leading man in Revenant.
Yeah.
Guarantee it.
Academy Award.
Yep.
Academy Award and BAFTA.
He got an Oscar. Globe. It took him forever to get it, but they finally gave him one.
Yeah.
He got a lot of awards for the
Revenant.
It was
a fucking meme for the longest time. It's like, how does this guy not have a freaking Oscar?
Yep.
That one.
Yeah, that was another one. Django? Now, don't get me wrong. You're not going to win a whole lot of awards doing Quentin Tarantino movies.
Right.
Like, ever.
Sure. Oh, for
because
sure.
You're going to spend
sure.
more time offending other people and pissing people off. But you can't look at a movie like Django and go, nah, that's not a good movie. It was a great fucking movie. It was extremely well acted. Freaking Jamie did a great freaking job. Samuel L. Jackson's fucking awesome in anything he does. They just need to just pin an Oscar to his ass. Like, he should just walk around just shitting Oscars. Love me some Samuel L.
Love Samuel L.
I don't know why the first time that I looked up awards, neither one gave me Oscars.
Jordan Belfort, by the way, Wolf of Wall Street, the original Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, yeah.
Matthew McConaughey did get an, no?
Dallas
Wait, Myers the Club. Academy Awards is an Oscar?
No.
Yes.
Well.
Yes.
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 The Academy Award is,
So we got it for Buyers Club.
Yep.
My bad, I misunderstood.
And DiCaprio got it for Revenant.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Can't believe he didn't get it for Beaches. Or Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet was not a bad movie.
It's still one of my favorite movies. I love
fantastic.
I love the way that they put the swing on that shit. Oh. Have those guns, dude. Seriously.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I wanted every freaking pistol in that fucking movie. Yeah. They were all sick.
Dude, especially that's back in the day.
Yeah, especially the one that John Leguizamo had. It was a rapier, 9mm. It had the freaking grips cut out, and you see all the freaking rounds, and then it had the freaking cross dangling off the freaking bottom
love
of the mag.
John Leguizamo.
I love him in
love
things.
Love John Leguizamo, dude.
In things.
Ever seen Chef with John Favreau?
Yeah.
Ever seen the Mario Brothers?
I have seen Mario Brothers. Yeah.
I have not.
Dude, that was back
John,
in the '80s.
John's
man.
In that.
I mean, yeah, that was my shit. Like, you could grow up as a Nintendo kid and not fucking go.
True story.
See,
really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm missing out on that.
Mm-hmm.
Totally missing
Which
out
episode
that.
Of freaking Chef was he on?
It was a movie called Chef.
Oh, you're talking about the movie one, not the TV show
John
or the
Favreau.
Netflix. Yeah, so John Favreau does the Netflix special based off, or because he did that, right?
Yes. It started as a YouTube channel. Chef
Imagine
show,
that.
And then Netflix picked it up.
And see, John's another one of those people. Like, the first time I ever saw him in a movie was PCU.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gutter.
Yep.
Gutter is a tool. What? No. But Gutter. He played Gutter in freaking PCU. But I saw him in a few other movies, like The Replacements. He's in The Replacements. I love him in The Replacements. And then he stopped doing acting, and he started doing a lot more directing.
Yep.
And
he directed The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
He wrote it and directed it.
His writing and directing is phenomenal.
It's
I just
fucking
don't know
extreme. It's outstanding.
I just don't know if I ever sat down with him, if me and him would get along.
To Wong Fu, thanks for everything.
What about him?
That's a really good one with him in it.
That's John Leguizamo.
Oh, we're back to John Leguizamo.
That
was
oh my god,
To Wong Fu. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, To Wong Fu, man.
That
was Patrick Swayze. What was the black guy in that?
Big guy.
Dennis Rodman. Just kidding.
No,
but
Dennis
that's who
Rodman.
He's always reminded me of.
It was Blade. Same guy played Blade.
Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was Snipes.
The second I saw, the first time I saw Wesley Snipes walk out in a dress, I was like, "What the fuck." I cannot take this shit. I cannot take it. I'm leaving. And plus, it was my stepmom that was watching it at the time, and I was just like, what the fuck?
Let's be honest. Too Long Fu, John Leguizamo owned that shit.
Yeah, he did.
Well, yeah.
Owned
That's
it.
What I'm saying. I like him in
I loved him
stuff.
In that. He's a good
That's
actor.
Everything.
That's
no.
the best thing.
No.
Yes.
Mm.
I did I love him in John Wick.
With the car.
I'm going to tell your old man something he's going to understand.
Yeah, with the car. That's right. I forgot
you
about
know,
I forgot about John Wick. Oh, my God.
I found
How?
That bottle
that
of tequila.
A small part.
Yeah, it's a very small part. But
yeah.
I found that bottle
though.
Of tequila that they were drinking.
Really?
I did. And it's not that ridiculously expensive, so...
It's only slightly ridiculously expensive.
If you get to the point where you're willing to drink a sipping tequila, I would be willing to buy a bottle of it, and we can try it.
That'll be a while. So before I got
That'll
the whiskey...
That'll be the day.
Before I got the whiskey, I started with tequila.
Yeah.
Does it make you want to vomit now?
I never got sick off tequila.
Bacardi 151 is the only thing that's ever gotten me sick.
Wild Turkey and Jim Beam. I will never have again in my life.
You're drinking a Wild Turkey.
Not really.
You're not drinking Turkey 101. But it is.
That's remarkably
distilled.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's remarkable.
Dude, like, it's so funny.
Hey, Matthew, I'm not hating on you, bro. That shit's really good.
Longest time. Wild Turkey. Hands down was my favorite whiskey. That was my go-to.
Well, you did the Honey Turkey for a long time.
Yeah. I did do the Honey Turkey for a long time.
Yeah,
and you know, honestly, it got to the point though that I still have probably two bottles of it in my freezer where friends would buy it for me and bring it over, and I always just had fifths of it. The problem that what it hit with me is it just became too much sugar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'd go to drink it, and it's no longer a honey version. It's starting to... So, what I loved most about the Wild Turkey American Honey versus the Jack Daniels or the Jim Beam or anything else, it was less of the fucking, like, fireball sugar shit. And, it, like, if you gave me Wild... Or if you gave me Jack Daniels, say, Amber...
I would yak.
Amber was bartending back then, and I don't think she believed me, but I got... a Jim Beam, a Jack Daniels, and the Wild Turkey American Honey. So I got all the honeys.
Yeah.
And I took that freaking Jack Daniels, and I was just like, this is fucking horrible.
It's just
But disgusting. I'm also the same person. I've never liked Jack Daniels, just in general.
I have never either. I never either.
Even when I was in high school, people were like, well,
it's just gross.
Jack and Coke, you know, that's the thing, you know.
No.
Nah, just not a big fan.
I've had Jack Daniels spilled on me too many times. Shout out to Trish. Love you, girl, but fuck you.
So for me, it was Crown was what I drank in high school. But I started drinking Crown in so much that it started giving me heartburn.
I didn't find Crown till later.
Oh, I had a job. That's kind of what separated me from a lot of people, was I actually had a job that made...
Corey's just cheap.
Fairly decent money.
I am definitely cheap.
Well, no, like when I was 15, I had a job that I made good money. But I wasn't going out drinking every day. I was going out on Friday, but I figured if I go buy a fifth on Friday, I could drink my Crown on Friday and Saturday, and then I was done and recovering on Sunday.
Did you mix it? Was it Crown and Coke or just straight Crown?
No, Crown and Coke. No, I was...
I like Crown straight.
Well, I was 16.
Agreed.
My vagina hadn't fully blossomed yet, you know.
Popped net testes out yet.
Right, I didn't understand the awesomeness of a good whiskey neat. And if I, to be honest, right now, if you were to hand me a Crown neat, I would drink it, but I probably wouldn't be too happy about it unless it was the cask.
I agree. I've never had the cask. It's been a while. It's been a minute since I've had a Crown.
It's just...
Oh, it's been 10 years?
Yeah.
At least.
And I'm not saying Crown's a bad whiskey.
Oh,
not
at all.
It's a Canadian whiskey.
Just
it's
overplayed.
A blended whiskey.
I agree.
Partially overplayed is
I agree
the biggest.
The cask 13, I believe it's 13, it has the flavor of Crown with no burn, and it's just smooth. It's what Crown, honestly, itself should be. I shouldn't have to pay you $80 or $100 for that bottle of Crown. That's really probably only worth 30 or 40.
Heads up to Matthew McConaughey. I'm not going to lie. This is very tasty. I'm enjoying the shit out of this.
Now that's gotten watered down a little bit.
Oh, it's fantastic. It is not. This is fantastic. I'm a Jameson guy. Come on.
Yeah.
For me to enjoy, Elijah Craig, come on, I'll give you that. That was really good.
The Jefferson.
This is not bad.
I gave you the Jefferson Reserve.
Yes,
like that?
Yes, yes. I'm shocked at this.
The Eagle Rare.
I brought the Eagle Rare.
Yeah, yeah. But we need to get some more of that line and see how that all kind of measures
up. I'm working on that, bro. We'll see come February.
Well, don't make too many Navy deals, you know. So we got the bottle of Jameson as well with the stouts and their IPA. If you want to try their Jameson Stout or Jameson IPA.
Oh, I've had them. I've had them for sure.
Did you like them?
I don't dislike them. I will say that. Okay. But it's not Jameson. I don't know how to explain it. I've got an extreme affinity for Jameson. Like I've never had this before.
You love it so much you're willing to gag over it? Because I swear to God, every time you take a shot, you gag after it.
You do.
I can drink Jameson.
But I love it so much, Stockholm Syndrome.
I can drink Jameson like I drink Bud Light. That's where my spot's at. Except I won't last as long on Jameson.
Well, fair enough. I mean, since... I really started going down that whole whiskey route. I tried to monitor my whiskey intake because...
I don't know how you interchange tequila and then you go to whiskey. What? How is that possible?
I mean, I'll do a whiskey. Well, let's be clear, so that way that, you know, not everybody that listens to the show starts to hate us. I can do a tequila, bourbon, whiskey. I don't necessarily care for scotch that much. I'm just not. It's not that I've ever had a bad scotch. It's just I'm just not. That's not my flavor. I just don't like it.
I get it.
Jameson. Those versions of Irish whiskey, I just don't like that flavor. I don't like that flavor profile. Like Bushmills does not have that same flavor profile.
No.
But Bushmills is still an Irish whiskey.
It's not good.
I like it.
It's not good.
But that's why I like it, is it's more of the American whiskey
flavor profile
versus the Irish whiskey. And even, you know, a Scotch is still really just, it's a Scottish whiskey. I mean, it's pretty much what you're looking at. And you can call it whatever the fuck you want. I don't care. It's like saying, oh, well, you know, this thing came from Champagne, so it's no longer a sparkling white wine. It's a Champagne. Oh, no, it's a sparkling white wine. It's what it is.
Whatever,
what it is.
Dude. Whatever. I am not mad at Matthew McConaughey and this Long Branch shit.
Yeah.
It's really good. I like the spice to it. Am I the only one getting the spice?
No, I pointed that out.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah. I pointed that out on first sip. It's got a good spice. It's got a good hit to the nose, too.
Oh, it does, for sure.
It's got a really good hit to the nose.
Oh, for sure. Ooh, I might want another one of those.
We got plenty. We can hook you up.
Well, let's go push pause, do some ad reads, and we'll see what's up.
Yeah. So again, ladies and gentlemen, there are no edits anymore. So we will see. So our ads today, always Wiley's Fence and Outdoor.
Always. Wiley's Fence and Outdoor. Really? Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Doors.
Dude, I love that dude.
Plural, but yes.
That dude makes me laugh.
He is something else.
Not as good as this whiskey, though. Bourbon.
Gonna lie to you. I'm buying a bottle of this. Shout out Matthew McConaughey. I don't know what to tell you. Long Branch is fucking fantastic.
If I can ever figure out my Twitter login for Drinks with Wink, I'll tag him in it.
Matthew McConaughey and
fantastic.
Total Wine.
Dude, yeah. Fuck Total Wine, man. If you want an ad with us, well, then I'll talk about whatever wine we're talking about.
Yeah.
Matthew. I'm not going to lie. This is fucking fantastic.
This it's shit.
Really good.
This shit's all right.
It is all right.
I don't have one.
Oh.
Everybody.
Try this.
I don't want to. Thank you.
Nah, she's good.
Don't waste it on me, Corny.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I promise it'll be wasted on me.
The last time she had a glass of whiskey that she liked.
It wasn't called whiskey.
Yeah, it was probably a vodka.
Are you talking about Boone's Farm or some shit?
Oh, shit.
You can fuck right off.
White girl's wasted.
All the way up on Strawberry Hill.
Strawberry wine.
Speaking of which.
I used to know a Dirty Johnny joke that was about Strawberry Hill.
You had a great idea about stickers.
Yeah.
Not stickers.
We need stickers.
On all the bars.
Yeah, we need to.
That's interesting.
I can make that happen.
But I don't want it on my truck.
Because I'll put it everywhere.
Yeah, I just don't want to get pulled over.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, Drinks with Wink,
don't
you say?
Give me fuck.
What are you blowing today?
Doesn't say what we're drinking.
I would hate to see that number, by the way.
Oh, well, so New Year's Day, Jerry texted me and was like, hey, I would love to come out and meet up with y'all, but it's 2:00 PM, and I'm still blowing a .04.
They got fucked up here.
Was that your place?
Yeah. We all came over. Dude, I made a brisket.
They brought...
I made a Wagyu brisket.
Marmalade swears by it. He's like, it's the funnest damn night we've had in a long time.
Oh, yeah. It was a great night.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal. And I had the Wagyu brisket. Amber made freaking black-eyed peas with ham.
Soup.
Duh.
Yeah.
You want some? We got some. Have you had your black-eyed peas for the year?
You might want to eat those motherfuckers.
I've never had black-eyed peas in my life.
You're probably part of the 2020 problem.
For real. You didn't have any at the beginning of 2020 and you fucked us.
Yeah. Now we're about to have fucking UFOs and COVID-19.
We need UFOs. Come on. Bring on the UFOs, motherfuckers. Let's go.
You know, honestly.
I got a goddamn day.
Honestly, I really wish UFOs would come down. I wish one fucking dickhead would come off that freaking flying saucer, look exactly like the rest of the human race, and go, we planted you motherfuckers here about
20,000 years ago.
Yeah, just to see what would happen. Because... you know, you're like
I'm right there with you.
You're like an orphanage / garden for us. We just kind of wanted to see how this worked out. So everybody quit telling me that I was a fucking mole or a monkey or some other dumb shit.
Using Roundup.
Yes, we realize it kills the weeds, but you need kills to be need to be smoking the weeds and not killing them.
Maybe, I am all about.
Maybe you wouldn't have all those other fucking mental problems.
Are we about to have legalized weed?
My personal opinion?
I thought it was up for...
federally?
Yes. It needs to happen, bruh.
I think federally they decriminalize it and leave it up to the states.
It needs to be taxed like a motherfucker.
No, it doesn't.
Yo, no. Tax the shit out of it. Just like gasoline, just like cigarettes.
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
Just like alcohol.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. You can get seeds. You can get seeds from freaking Canada, wherever, right? You plant them. A thing sprouts out of the ground. You grow it. If you decriminalize it.
You can grow it
and
yourself.
And then you tax the shit out of it.
No.
I can put it in my garden. And I'm not paying your fucking stupid taxes. So when you tax the shit out of it, all that people are going to do is they're going to keep going to their same dealers they've gone to for the last fucking 50 fucking years. And they're going to keep getting it from the same dude on the same corner that they've been buying their weed from forever. Because you know why?
Who buys weed there's still... on a corner?
Well, that's metaphorical. But I'm just what I'm
that's
getting.
That's a joke I'm trying to make.
Right, but what I'm getting at is... I'm going to go buy it from the guy that's home growing it and doesn't have to pay taxes on it. I'm not going over here and giving the government another $20 because you finally decided to legalize a fucking plant.
I think everything needs to be decriminalized.
All of it.
I think all of it.
All of it needs to be. All of it needs to be decriminalized.
Yes.
I will say that and I will agree with that wholeheartedly 110%. But I will add on top of that. Shit like heroin, meth, shit that wrecks homes, that's a crack rock. I will say that it's decriminalized because I want you to be able to seek help if you need it. I don't want you to be able to, or I don't want someone who's
and
wanting
more importantly,
to get off of it.
Get help if you need it. That's the problem. You can't get help.
Right.
You
you're just, the help that you're going to get is the dude that ODs you in the fucking crack house.
Yes, yes, exactly.
But I don't want that. I want, if you want help, you should be able to go anywhere and go, here's all my needles and shit. Please send me to fucking rehab. I would rather my tax dollars, no shit, go to rehabbing you instead of putting you in prison where the United States government makes $100, if not more, a day off your head being in a prison.
That's on top of the private company that owns that prison that's making even more money
and
off
it's
the government, which we pay for.
And it's all coming out of my fucking tax dollars.
Absolutely. All of it. All of it.
Yeah.
It's retarded. This is the dumbest shit I've ever fucking heard in my goddamn life.
Yes, 100%.
100%.
So that's why I'm like, okay, decriminalize everything.
Decriminalize
but
everything.
But I'm not saying sell everything. Don't make everything
I can agree
available.
With that. I can agree with that. I can agree with that.
Weed? You were going to say something?
They're pushing for decriminalization of it right now.
Of weed?
Yep. on a recreational use, because right yep. now in small, very small instances, they are allowing medical marijuana or medical THC specifically. Right. They've already decriminalized CBD. So now they're trying to, they're at the point.
CBD doesn't even get you high.
No, that's hemp.
It's hemp. It doesn't even get you high.
Right. But I mean, that's
all it does is fix my goddamn knees. It fixes right. my ankles.
And it used to be illegal. So they've decriminalized it, and the next step is decriminalizing THC.
I think that's Rockefeller that fucked it up.
But honestly, though, if you really think about it, though, Amber, like, you know, if the hemp is legal, you end up that you're in the same fucking boat that Travis County and Williamson County are in. I'm not. They're not going to go invest in the machine to be able to determine whether or not this is hemp or this is marijuana.
Exactly. I would
exactly.
I would pour all of my money into that.
Into why? What?
Hemp.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah.
If hemp, but what they're saying,
so fantastic.
But what we're
if
saying
they legalize
now,
hemp. I mean, we're going down the right path.
But what we're saying here is that Texas isn't going to buy the machine, the specific machines that can differentiate between CBD and THC. That small, minute. Like dial down, they're not doing right. it. So basically, when you get pulled over, you're like, "It's just CBD, sir. It's just." And they're like, "Well, I mean, I'm not gonna go so far to take you in for a fucking gram, you know, like a personal fucking stash in my pocket.
Even if it's a pound, they still won't test it. They won't invest in the machine because the machine is like 1.8 million or something.
I bet they'd still do it for a pound.
Like
I bet they still do it for a pound because if they're trying to figure out if you're actually pushing,
I don't think it's even
but
that expensive.
At the same time, they're still not gonna do it because. We're pushing towards legalizing it. Why would they spend the money if we're going to legalize it?
Legalize it.
Yeah, it needs to be Jesus. Legalized. I mean, when was the last time?
We should invest into a hemp
There's two farm. Things. There's two things on this planet that will bring world peace. Two things. Two things.
Pizza and weed.
Pizza and weed. I'm 100% with Ambilicious. Fuck off. I'm with Ambilicious. Goddamn. Man. That's fantastic.
Weed.
Yep.
And vagina. Those are the two things. There's the two things. All I'm saying
except
is if you
how many
take,
wars have been started because of vagina?
Every war on this planet that's ever been waged has been waged over money or women. Period.
It's religion.
So,
no,
so it sounds like we're not going to get world peace out of
it's
vagina.
It's all religion.
No. It's money or pussy.
It's religion.
There have been
your crusades.
Your pussy comes into the religion part.
There have been some wars raged specifically over religion. I get that. But if you took all those dudes.
All of them.
And you sat them on the hill with the monks and you just smoked the weds, they would probably go, we can come to an agreement. If you took the white man and you stuck him in the freaking teepee and they smoked the smoked the peace pipe long enough, they quit fighting for a little while. I'm just saying. Those are the two things that could solve all the problems.
So it's actually peyote and pizza.
Yes.
You don't want to go smoke the peyote. You smoke the peyote and turn a motherfucker loose in L.A., there's going to be some problems. There's too many lights going on.
Amber Lizard with the kill. That's fantastic.
Too many lights going on. Times Square on some peyote, your ass would be fucking puking everywhere.
Puking pizza? Nope.
Who here has done peyote?
Nope.
I guess I'll stand on my lone stool.
Fuck off. You've done peyote?
All by myself.
On an Indian reservation.
No.
On an Indian reservation, no less.
Oh, fucking you. We're ending the episode on that, and next episode we will be discussing peyote with Wink. How about that?
Are we all going to go out to the Joshua Tree after this?
I would love to. It'd be fantastic.
Well, I guess we're out, ladies and gentlemen.